Jerry Bader Show 924, a Harris poll out yesterday. A lot of things about the relationships, the dynamic, parent, teachers, students. I think the most stunning number, and it's the one that's catching most everybody's eye, is parents who respect teachers have plummeted. You know, do you respect teachers? It's dropped from 91% of parents with school-age children to 49%, less than half. Where it used to be 91%. And I'm asking, who do you blame? Is it the education establishment who has earned that lack of respect? Or is it, as I said, starting with the baby boom, spoiled brats, and then they give birth to spoiled brats, and they give birth to spoiled brats, and you now have adults who don't respect authority and side with their kids all the time? Let me read Jason's little essay, and this is an essay on this. I think it says we try like hell to make excuses for our kids, and don't you tell me that my kid's a bad kid. Do something about it, rather than most parents just want the teachers to handle it. Overall, my kids' teachers have been great. They see my wife and I involved, and they appreciate that because a majority of parents are not. I put it on the parents about 90% and 10% on teachers. This is Jason's opinion. Parents today barely respect themselves. How can they respect teachers? They barely have a kid turn 5 and they leave them at home. They want their kids to be grown up so fast, want their kids, which affects their attitude in the classroom, which is hard to tell a kid to do something, but the kid has been taking care of themselves since they were 5. Parents need to parent, make sure their kids are kids for as long as possible. Wow, Jason puts 90% of this on the parents, 10% on the teacher. Let's see what you think. Andy in De Pere. Andy, go ahead.
Well, Jerry, I think we got to remember that some of those spoiled brats grew up to be teachers, too. I think that where I would put most of the blame would be on the school boards as they allow the standards to go down. I think that it is the teacher's fault. They seem to be less prepared to actually be ready to teach the kids and to take control of those situations.
I don't disagree with that, but don't you think Jason made a lot of good points, too?
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you, for those of us on the right, there's just a lot of targets in this question.
There are, because, you know, and Andy, I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure where I would set the percentage. I fully accept Jason's rotten parent thesis, and I have seen what you're talking about. So maybe it's a combination of the two. I would lean, thanks a lot for the call, I would actually tend to lean a little more Jason's way. I don't know that I put it 90-10 on the parents, but I think I lean Jason's way. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Joe in Green Bay. Joe, how are you at the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jer. I do not want to blame the teachers' union entirely unless their behavior is risque, i.e. the Milton situation. When a middle school teacher was rehired by their union, even though he was fired due to the pornography situation, unless their behavior will be too risque, I don't want to blame the teachers board. But what if the parents would say that their children would be perfect? But what about the parents themselves who would say that they're perfect, even though the child would say nobody's perfect?
Joe, thanks a lot for the call. He's talking about the Middleton experience. Here's what I would say. Pre-Act 10, teachers' unions protected predominantly bad teachers. I think good parents have been here's what I think. It's this simple. Good parents have been exposed to bad teachers. Good parents have been exposed to bad teachers. Good teachers have been exposed to bad parents. The question is, which is the bigger problem in America right now? I'm not going to pretend I have the answer to that, but I think it is these two things at play that have now 49% of parents respecting teachers when it used to be 91%. Robert on the road. Robert, how you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry, if you're asking for percentages, I am going to go 60-40 teachers. I know that there's bad parents and there's Mm-hmm. But those same kids that grew up spoiled rotten also grew up to be spoiled
rotten teachers. That's right.
And so there's, you know, you can throw that out there. The thing that I have is that when I was a small lad many, many years ago, when I went in there, there was a discussion between my parents and the teacher, and it was on a non-personal level. If I go into a school when I'm talking about my junior high or my senior high kid, and I am not letter perfect, then I am now attacking the teacher personally. It is not the fact that I'm questioning what happened in the classroom or whatever. There is there's huge amounts of time where I've gone in where they have said, Mr. Runge, you're not acting appropriately, blah, blah, blah. So I am saying that there are bad parents, there are bad teachers, but the fact is that there's a lot of times that the teachers are taking it personally when you're dealing with their children or when they're dealing with children and adults, and they show their colors as, none of this is my fault, it's all your fault, and it's the lack of communications between the two that has lowered the respect of parents towards teachers.
Robert, thanks a lot for the call. There was a multiple there. Carrie at Appleton, I'm hoping you can stay on through the news here. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.